What are the possibilities of collaboration with artists outside of music as a way of stimulating new original work? And how could this be set up?
Can I ask a bit more about context? You mentioned about the context of writing music within programmes which maybe the composers help devise, and that allows perhaps more original or unique, quirky ideas to emerge and find their place. Have you much to say about collaboration with people outside of music, you know, with, say, scientists or architects or artists? And does that help you arrive at different kinds of work?
I think it's great. As in with the programming idea, I think if you are someone who's passionate about music, you're not just passionate about your own. So you, there are things you like and you do want your piece with those pieces, or even if it's not that you want your piece with them, you want other people to hear those things that have inspired you and you want to share them. What I always find amazing is when you speak to people who are creative, it doesn't matter what their medium is, the processes are very similar. So creating situations where people of different disciplines can meet and bring up potential for new works is really essential, and it's the one thing that really doesn't happen that often. There are not many schemes for that kind of thing.
What you need is a kind of forum where you can meet people, but I think it's not very comfortable if you have a situation where at very short notice, you know, with one or two meetings, you have to agree whether or not you want to collaborate with someone on a big project.
That's false.
Larry, you've recently collaborated with a scientist on a small piece that was part of an installation.
Yeah, I had a really positive experience with him. We got on well and we found we had similar ideas, and the music that I made for him was the music I would make, but it was tempered by some of his requirements, which I find always a positive thing. I like find restrictions of one kind or another generally quite inspiring.
Before I get into the last section, can I just ask, you know, from the voice of your own experience that you've gathered over the various lengths of time you have all been composing, what would you say emerging composers, if you like, could do with as having an experience towards developing their art? I mean, looking back, or the experiences you've had so far, and if you were to pass that on or hand it down, or advise us, you know, like, do this because this is what's really missing, and the composers will say they don't want it, but they really do, they need it.
Well, this is so trite and obvious, but multiple performances are so important, because often the first time I hear a piece of mine, it doesn't please me, and, you know, I become suicidal, and, you know, I want to take the piece home and burn it, and friends and publishers now know to keep John away from his pieces after they've been first performed. And it's very important for composers to hear their pieces in different contexts.
And we were talking, Andrew and I, about the project as opposed to the concert. And the project can stretch from the very early stages of the piece right through to taking it on tour. But the idea of doing that and keeping the same people together, I think that's incredibly positive. Yeah.
There's one other thing which probably is not germane to the conversation here because we're talking about the Sinfonietta, but I really do think that the dedicated ensemble has been one of the most fruitful formats. Certainly in the United States, much of the most interesting music that's been written has been written by composers writing for their own ensembles.
Well, I think that's significant that Larry and Mira, you work with musicians in fixed groups. I don't know if you do so much.
Well, not so much, but...
Do you have your own ensemble?
But I perform.
Not exactly.
As well.
I do.
I play a computer.
I have my group, and I write most of the music for them, and it's pretty esoteric in its lineup, and it was the best idea I'd had. I make better music for them than anyone else. I know them better. All of those problems with that personal kind of rapport I've known these guys 10 years, that idea gets a tick for me.
The thing about your own gang is, I think, probably the relationship with players.
Yeah.
More than anything for the composer, it's the very direct relationship with players that you maybe don't get when you go in and do something.
John was saying that a lot of the best music has come out of these ensembles. I think it's just because there's such a tangible identity.
Yeah.
It provides a point of reference to see something of that new music landscape rather than an ensemble that tries to do a lot of different things a little bit. That feels like a recipe for dilution.
Don't you then have a one composer program? I mean, the Steve Reich Band don't yeah. play just Steve Reich. Yeah. We're not going to play Schumacher.
No. I think that's one thing. And what I'm saying is that most people who do that, they do that as part of a larger thing. Of, it goes back to the very first question. As a composer, do you write for commission or do you just write? And a lot of those things are you just want to write and you want it, you want to hear it. So, and you can write it for your band and you can probably get it played and it's not going to cost you the earth.
We need to finish for everybody's sake, but can I ask one question which might be just provoke one more answer just to wrap it up? Are there any other things that you think are themes that have come out of this conversation or you've had in your head anyway about the best ways of developing real individual sounds in your work or the kind of dream for resources you might want from a group like the Sinfonietta in developing new work for the future?
I guess kind of an answer to your question would be to find a way in this workshop and then performance thing of establishing a way where it really is okay to fail. Because I think that's the kind of thing that puts pressure, is that workshops should be allowed to go really badly wrong, and that's fine. And then the obligation to succeed, the next stage where whatever happens, it has to work, it's going to go to public. I think sometimes those two things are become very blended.
Just an observation, turning perhaps your question a bit inside out, but I'd like to think that the Sinfonietta players could somehow become more central to the process, because in a way, and I don't know if it's wrong, but my view has been that the players are there at the service of composers, and that's kind of the fundamental thing. But actually, I'd like to think that there's somehow the identity of the Sinfonietta, whatever that is, that group, could become stronger within all this.
But then this workshop is there to break down this barrier, as you say. I think you're right. We too sometimes too critical, maybe too cynical, also to actually enable this. So we need to create this workshop. Needs to be created so that both sides feel comfortable with failure, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, we also turn up and we can't play the parts. That it's the same thing. You know, it's not only from your side.
Yeah, of course.
So so that both sides are able to, you know, to really work it out and not have the pressure initially, at least, to
to, you know,
to be perfect right from the start.
And maybe what the one thing is this idea of one and one. One of the reasons for that is that then walking into a room with players is so much easier because you already know them. You're not the outsider.
Great. Well, look, draw end to it now. I know John, Mira, Larry, Sally, Christian and Jane, thanks for your input. Thank you so much.